Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm answering your questions and giving you a little life update. Today, we'll address some of the nuances around intuitive eating and how to apply this non-diet approach in some of those unusual day-to-day situations. These questions came from those of you who follow me on Instagram. I am at Katie Hake. If you're not already following me, that's where I love to hang out and share more non-diet tips. I'm also answering some questions from our community, Fit Friends. It's a private Facebook community just for Fit Friends Happy Hour listeners. So check the link in the show notes if you're not already a member. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. If you're new here, first of all, welcome. So happy to have you. But secondly, you might want to go back and listen to some previous episodes about intuitive eating. But essentially, intuitive eating is a self-care approach to eating that is evidence-based. But it's just that. It's a framework. So there's a lot of subtle differences that someone might experience along this journey. You see, diets are really easy when you start. There's a lot of structure. It's very black and white. Eat this, not that. This much at that time, etc. And it often gets harder as you go. A lot of my clients and the people I work with come to me and they are expert dieters, right? They're so good at dieting, but it's that end piece, right? It gets harder as you go. It's not sustainable. Whereas intuitive eating is kind of the opposite. It can feel very challenging and overwhelming at first, but it does get easier over time. The first question I want to answer is, I've noticed that I've been getting hungry every few hours. I've been trying to honor my hunger, but it feels like I'm eating too often. Am I truly recognizing hunger or am I just bored? Love this question. It takes a long time to fully get back in touch with your hunger. After so many years of dieting and relying on those external cues to tell you when to eat, it's going to take a while to truly know what hunger feels like. For now, you are totally right on track. If you're hungry, you should definitely honor that feeling by eating something. This is a key step in order for your body to trust you to feed it and for you to begin to trust your body that it will tell you when it's hungry. I should also add that this is definitely trial and error for a while as you start, because the more in tune you get with your body's signals, the more you're going to recognize what those feel like on a spectrum. So this is where keeping a journal can be really helpful. Not my Fitness Pal or food journals that you may have thought of in the past. I would recommend using either an app that does not have calories or numbers. This is what I use with my clients personally, or just good old pen to paper. You'll start to see patterns around when you feel more hungry. Maybe you had a hard workout yesterday, or your breakfast wasn't big enough, or maybe you noticed that you're hungrier during, you know, certain times of the month based on your cycle. We did a previous episode on that. Highly recommend. Very interesting. And yes, maybe you'll also recognize that sometimes it's boredom or it's stress. So can you try to approach this with that sense of curiosity instead of judgment? Tell yourself that every eating opportunity is an experience and it's an opportunity to explore and to discover more about your body. The more you do this, the easier that it will be to identify, like I said, those internal cues instead of getting wrapped up in those external cues. Stay with it. I promise it gets easier. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. That's why there's people like me. I've created these communities to help support you and help coach you through it. The next question came from Instagram. Is it more important to have regular meals or listen to your body when you're actually hungry? Love this question because I think it ties well into the previous question. Sometimes with clients, I actually recommend setting a timer or reminders in their phone. These might start as reminders to eat, but often they become simply a reminder to check in to see how you're feeling. from my experience, I have found that this is a simple tool that helps to really build in that tangible reliability to start building trust with your body, especially as we discussed before, if those internal cues are still out of whack. This is where journaling can again come in handy to help you identify some of those trends and hold yourself accountable to check in, to start to recognize some of those biological signals of hunger on that spectrum. I have many clients starting out who can only identify hunger in the morning when they just wake up or when they're really ravenous and just it's hard to make decisions. So when we're operating from that point where hunger feels so extreme and sudden, there's a spectrum, right? You go somewhere before that. So can you start to recognize what it feels like before you get to that point? And the last question I want to answer today came from a member of our Fit Friends community. She said, "I still feel really guilty after eating sweets. I know I'm supposed to honor my hunger, but I find that I'm eating them after a meal when I'm really not actually hungry. How can I stop these cravings and stop feeling so guilty?" First, let's address the cravings. Cravings are often a result of restriction. So I would start by asking yourself, am I still restricting? So maybe you are no longer dieting per se, but guilt can occur when we're not giving ourselves that permission to eat certain foods. You may not be depriving yourself, but is there a strong belief that you're only allowed a certain amount of sweets or only allowing sweets on certain occasions? Restriction can be both physical and mental. Restriction, keeping certain foods off limits or even labeling foods as good versus bad can often lead us to then going overboard or having a really hard time saying no when we do have access to these forbidden foods. One of the key principles of intuitive eating is make peace with food. So if this is making sense to you, I would start to identify some of those food rules and start to reframe them. Continue to work on giving yourself that true unconditional permission to eat. You might start practicing things like, I'm choosing the foods that satisfy me today, or it's okay if I don't have a vegetable at this meal. Or maybe it's as basic as just having compassion and saying, deep breath, I am learning to trust my body. I hope you found these tips helpful. If so, I invite you to follow me on Instagram at KT Hake and join our Facebook community by clicking the link in the show notes. Also on the gram that everybody is very interested right now, Joey and I bought our very first house, which is super exciting. It has been a whirlwind of a year. If you've listened to this podcast for some time, you know that we got married in the pandemic in April of 2020. It's been a whirlwind and here we are. And I have so much gratitude for the place that we're at right now. And amidst the chaos, I hope the same for you. I hope that you've been able to find some sort of silver lining, some sort of source of joy or gratitude or clarity. You know, there's a lot of negative, a lot of tragedy going on in our world right now. So I hope this is just a reminder of what can you focus on? What things are you grateful for today? And today I'm grateful for you. So that's it for today's episode. And as a reminder, new episodes drop every Monday morning. So be sure you're subscribed because you do not want to miss some of the amazing guest interviews we have coming up in the next few weeks. And if you, I don't know, you don't get the podcast alerts, whatever it is, if you're on my email list, I also send out weekly emails, a little newsletter on Friday, kind of a wrap up of what we talked about for the week, as well as a recipe. And yeah, you're more than welcome to join that VIP. You're a very important person. You're more than welcome to join that as well. Either way, love to connect with you. I hope you have a wonderful week. Feel free to send me any more questions that you have around intuitive eating. This is what I love to do. I love to teach. I love to educate. And I want to help you find your fears. All right, guys. Talk soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.